In 1973, the United States Congress passed the Endangered Species Act, legislation designed to save animals and plants from extinction. And at last count, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, over 1,500 plants and animals in the U.S. are on the protection list. And later this year, five more Midwestern animals could be added to that list. Those five animals are three species of turtles, spotted, blanding, and the very prehistoric-looking alligator snapping turtle, the Illinois chorus frog, and the green salamander. And Georgia Parham with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says two of these at-risk animals live here in southern Illinois.
I would say the alligator snapping turtle and the Illinois chorus frog are probably the two that would apply most to that area. The alligator snapping turtle, really interesting creatures. They grow to be very big, great big turtles, and they live in large rivers. So we're talking about the Ohio River, the Mississippi River, and their tributaries. They like some of the floodplain areas around those big rivers, some of the oxbow areas, and the associated kind of backwater areas.
My observation about snapping turtles, especially the alligator, is... If you don't mind me being blunt, I think they're like nature's vacuum cleaner.
They are. They inhabit kind of the slow areas of rivers and kind of the muddy areas, and they will eat what they find. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do that. Illinois chorus frogs are kind of interesting. They're kind of a terrestrial species that likes kind of sandy soil, but they like temporary wet spots for laying their eggs. So they do also depend on wet areas. So both of these species are dependent on habitats associated with wet areas.
Why should the general public be concerned if some of these species disappear from the planet?
That's a really good question because people ask that. Well, you know, what does it matter if we have an alligator snapping turtle or an Illinois chorus frog? Or any of the little critters that inhabit some of the aquatic systems that we have. And especially for aquatic species like these, they are really good indicators of the health of the environment that we live in. If we've got healthy populations of reptiles and amphibians, it's an indication that our water is clean, that our the land around water is clean, and therefore it's something that we would benefit too. A lot of these species that we're looking at are associated with wetlands, and wetlands are really amazing places. They support tons of wildlife, obviously, but they also help us. They filter water, they store flood water, and so they provide ecological functions that benefit humans as well as wildlife.
And as far as why these animals could be in decline, Georgia points to changes in their habitat, especially wetlands.
Well, yeah, habitat loss is a big thing with these species, and they inhabit a variety of habitats, most of them associated with wet areas or wetlands or river systems. So things like altering river courses for a species like the alligator snapping turtle that lives in large rivers, sometimes that can have an impact. Draining farm fields for agriculture purposes could affect the temporary wet spots that the Illinois chorus frog uses, and just in general fragmenting the habitat that they do have and making it harder for them to get from one place to another is contributing to some of the declines. It's thought that's what we're looking at right now.
Right, and like you said, that they are an indicator species, kind of like the cliche canary in a coal mine?
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. I mean, I think everybody's used it and maybe kind of, overused it, but it's a really good analogy because if we are seeing declines in species that depend on the same resources we do, then I think that's something that we need to kind of sit up and take notice of. And that's why we're looking at these five species, to see if there is something going on that we need to take a look at.
And after intensive studies, if these animals are placed under the protection of the Endangered Species Act, in addition to stiffer fines for killing one of these, it would also trigger more intensive work to improve their habitat.
So if we were to list those species, they would be afforded that protection under the Act, but maybe just as important, species that are added to the Endangered Species Act are looked at for recovery. I mean, what we would do is start to develop ideas and a pathway to recover these species. You know, what can we do to help improve habitat? How can we work with partners to slow habitat loss or to restore some habitat, that kind of thing.
And through August 31st of this year, the Fish and Wildlife Service is collecting your input on these animals. And you can make your comments by going to our website and clicking on their link. For WSIU Radio News, I'm Kevin Boucher.